Time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst, and your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Rosie, good morning. How are you? As Craig told me, he said the last time we talked to you, we were on a you said rain delay, but last week it was a COVID outbreak that caused our delay, right? Isn't that?
That's right. What's going on with you guys? We can't get on a regular day here.
Well, I don't know. So did you watch hockey, or was it NBA action yesterday for you afterwards?
You know what? I enjoy hockey, and that Rangers Hurricanes game was going pretty good, so that was kind of fun to check that out.
All right. So what's going on with our tribe? I'm getting word that we lead the league in hitting, yet we're still below 500 here. What's the story with that? What's the mix going on here?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Bruce. I think heading into the season, everyone figured that pitching, and especially starting pitching, would carry this ball club because it would be a young lineup and they might struggle to score runs. But it's been the opposite, which is really surprising. So, you know, you look at the team stats and team ERA, the Guardians are near the bottom, which is really surprising. But thank goodness the offense has picked it up in a lot of cases. Now they've struggled a little bit for the last week or so, and I don't think it's a coincidence that's during that time that Josh Naylor has been out with the bout of COVID. But it looks like he's pretty close to coming back. He was around yesterday and working out and trying to get back to, you know, a good place where he can play again. So that's really encouraging. But for the most part, they've swung the bats pretty well this season. You know, in a lot of games, it's helped them win when the pitching's been a little bit off. But I don't think you'll see that throughout the course of the season. I think you'll see the pitching start to settle in and you know, perform the way they expected.
Who do you think on that pitching staff will sort of take the reins and sort of pull every, you know, start it up and everybody else kind of catch on to that? Who do you think has that ability to do that?
Well, I think, you know, the guy going today, certainly Cal Quantrill would be someone that you could point to. Shane Bieber always. But you know what's been really nice, Bruce, early in the season? You could make a case that their best starting pitcher has been Tristan McKenzie. And, you know, here's a young kid that showed some real promise last year, but you weren't sure, you know, would that continue into this season? And it certainly has. And he's been really, really good. So that's been exciting. But I think you lean on your veterans, and then Quantrill, even though he's still young in terms of experience, has been around the block a little bit and certainly seems to be really consistent here to start the year. And then I think with Shane Bieber, he's got the track record. So things are starting to fall into place for him, too.
Well, when you say veterans in pitching, it's a little oxymoron sometimes with our team a little bit because they're still very young in that pitching staff. So,
yeah, you know what? That's fair to say. And, I think you're seeing like an Aaron Civale struggling. Zach Plesac has had his struggles early in the season, but coming off a good one his last time out. But, you know, I think you see that there is some inexperience there, and sometimes that leads to some tough stretches or tough outings.
Yeah, well, we thought we'd get through the Reds, and then the Tigers kind of sort of way to boost our winning total. But what can we expect against the Reds and then this weekend against the Tigers?
Well, look, you know, I think with the Reds, you look at their overall record, and it's awful. They had one of the worst stretches of any team in a long time. With, I think they were 1-20 at one point. You know, just an 11-game losing streak followed by a 9-game losing skid. So, but right now they won, you know, 7 of their last 11. So, you know, sometimes it's when you catch a team. And the Tigers had won 4 straight before dropping one the other night. So, even though you look at overall records, I think sometimes you look at how a team is playing now, and once you look past somebody, that's trouble. So, you know, they'll go out and try and play a good ball game today with Quantrill on the mound and see what happens.
What's the status with our coaches? They were the ones that were sidelined last week.
Mm-hmm. Tito's back. He would have managed last night had the team played. DeMarlo Hale is back, and there's one other one I can't. Well, Chris Vlake is back, the hitting coach, but still the base coaches as of yesterday, Sandy Alomar and Mike Sarbaugh, they were still out. So they're trickling back and getting there and feeling better, but It's not 100% yet of coaches being back.
All right. Well, it looks like the weather's getting better. They say hot, hot. What did they say? 90, Craig? Is it 90 for this week?
Maybe
hot,
93 hot, tomorrow.
Hot in the ballpark. So we should see what's going to be. Hopefully, and as Bobby D said, this is when a lot of the stuff starts taking place with all the excitement at the ballpark, with all the different things taking place. But we have that. And then we head out of town, head out to Houston, and then we have Detroit before we come back for Kansas City for the weekend is with Memorial Day weekend. We look at that with the Tigers on the road. So we look forward to warmer weather and maybe hotter pitching. Well, I was going to say hotter hitting, but the hitting's been doing quite well. How is it that we're actually scoring almost as many runs as the Yankees and the Angels on that? That's the feat that I like. That looks.
Yeah. It's amazing. And they're doing it in a different way, just a lot of singles and getting on base and stuff
right.
like that.
Sounds good. Rosie, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
You got it, Bruce. Thanks.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning, talking Guardians baseball, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco and also Tuffy Auto Service Center.